This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump, on a state visit to Britain, attended a state dinner hosted by Queen Elizabeth on Monday night. It was the first of a three-day visit to Britain that will also include talks with outgoing Prime Minister Theresa May. President Trump wore a white tie and tails, and the Queen, Mrs. Trump, and several other women in the royal family wore white dresses to the lavish affair. The Queen read a message of welcome to Mr. Trump and the First Lady.
I am delighted to welcome you and Mrs. Trump to Buckingham Palace this evening, just 12 months after our first meeting at Windsor.
President Trump toasted the eternal friendship, as he called it, between Britain and the United States.
On behalf of all Americans, I offer a toast to the eternal friendship of our people, the vitality of our nations, and to the long-cherished and truly remarkable reign of Her Majesty the Queen. Thank you.
On Tuesday, the president meets with British political leaders, including the outgoing Prime Minister May. She is expected to resign on Friday after failing to complete Britain's exit from the European Union. Trump has publicly backed former Foreign Minister Boris Johnson to succeed her. He told reporters before departing the White House late on Sunday he may meet with Johnson while he's in London. In the past, he has criticized May's handling of the Brexit impasse. United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres has condemned an attack earlier today by Sudanese security forces that broke up a protest in Khartoum. The death toll now is estimated to be around 30 people, with many more injured. That comes from the Central Committee of Sudan Doctors. This is VOA News. Chicago police say the city has weathered its most violent weekend of the year, with 52 people shot and 10 killed. Since Friday, Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson on Monday said the city had reached what he called a despicable level of violence. Police believe the majority of the violence comes from gang activity. Johnson said a total of 92 firearms were seized since Friday, or nearly double the amount seized in a typical weekend. White House economist Kevin Hassett says his decision to step down after nearly 2 years on the job has nothing to do with President Trump's proposed new tariffs on Mexico. Hassett told reporters on Monday that he and acting White House Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney have been discussing his departure for weeks.
Yeah, it's absolutely my decision. Mick Mulvaney and I have been talking about it for a few weeks. I've been looking ahead to it to this summer for quite some time.
He said his position as chairman of the White House Council of Economic Advisors is meant to be an objective one, and over time, such advisors tend to lose their objectivity.
That turnover, if you study the institution, is very important because CEA is meant to be kind of like CBO, this objective advisor, and the longer you stay here, the closer you get with everybody, and maybe the harder it is to be objective.
President Trump announced Hassett's departure on Sunday and said via Twitter that he will name a replacement when he returns from this week's visit to Britain and Ireland. China's Huawei telecommunications firm is officially bowing out of one line of business, agreeing to sell off its undersea cable operations in response to pressure from the United States, because of concerns over Chinese spying. AP's Charles de Ledesma has more.
The Institute of Electrical and Electronics Engineers has backed away from barring from some of its activities employees of Chinese tech giant Huawei. The group made the announcement after the Department of Commerce clarified its stance on the issue, which arose after the US put Huawei on an entity list, effectively barring US firms from selling its technology. Meanwhile, fresh data shows a widening fallout from the tech clash between the two biggest economies after China's perennially huge trade surpluses and its efforts to leap ahead in advanced technology. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Officials in Afghanistan say a powerful bomb ripped through a minibus carrying government employees in Kabul on Monday, killing at least 5 people and injuring 10 others. The deadly attack in the capital occurred on the eve of annual Eid al-Fitr festivities that mark the end of the Islamic fasting month of Ramadan. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.